This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the day before Thanksgiving, and we have tons to be thankful for. All politics aside, let's look at what we need to be thankful for as individuals. I mean, the fact that we've come together in this strange sort of cosmic way, I think, is something to be thankful for. I'm certainly thankful for you as my audience. And as much as we want to get the word out, and that maybe speaks to success and things like that, you know what? I'm just thankful you're here. I'm thankful that we share a common bond in some kind of way at a level that's deeper than a lot of friendships, to be honest with you. You guys tune in for whatever reason and you listen to me. You send me notes, phone calls, you know, all kinds of ways we contact one another. And to be honest with you, I'm in contact with some of you more than I'm in contact with family and friends, which makes us family and friends to a degree. So I'm grateful for you. And I guess in some kind of way, I'm not going to speak for my audience, but you're grateful for me. So, you know, all politics aside, most of you are the type of people I would hang out with in a minute. You've invited me to stay at your homes. I've stayed in some of your homes. You've invited me to dinner. We've, you know, commiserated in one form or another. It's crazy. So I truly am grateful. Hey, a real quick shout out to TNT, Travis Tritt's youngest son, and he's 14 years old. He turned 14 years old 2 days ago. Gave him a shout out on Twitter, but I want to say happy birthday to the kiddo. And Travis and I had an exchange because his son's initials are TNT. And Travis gave his son a black name, which is funny. So I was razzing him on Twitter about it. Speaking of which, we've got the movie Bleeding Blue that's coming out, and we've wrapped, and we're not going to release the movie for some time because we're waiting on Kevin Sorbo's movie Let There Be Light to finish its run. Kevin's doing some work for us. So when all that's done, then we'll be releasing the movie. But Travis lives in Atlanta. We're going to do an event in Atlanta. I don't know what we're going to do specifically, but Travis will be involved. One of my other good buddies there runs an investment firm in Atlanta. He's agreed to help out. So I don't know what we're going to do, but it will be a special night with friends, and Travis Tritt will come and probably hang out and maybe play a little bit, and we're going to have some fun together. I'm going to make sure that, you know, look, this is a grind, and it's a grind that I've made a labor of love for two reasons. One is I believe in this cause more than I believe in life itself, and I fight for you. I fight for my children, my grandchildren eventually, and posterity, etc. And the second part of it, and probably what should be number one, is God told me to do it, so I'm doing it. And doggone it, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, and if it's going to be a part of my life, I'm going to integrate it, and we're going to make it fun. We're going to make it something that is not just getting up, beating up on liberals, because I don't care about beating up on liberals. I don't need to fight another day in my life. I've fought for decades. I'm talking about in the ring and out of the ring, and I've been a scrapper my whole life for everything I've wanted to achieve. And I've done okay. If I don't go any farther in life financially, so be it. But what I do want to do is I want to make sure that whatever fight that's left, it's done with the idea, with a good heart. You know, I don't wake up in the morning to beat up on liberals because they're there. You know, I'm a trained fighter. It would be like going out in my neighborhood and there's a guy's out, you know, putting out his trash cans. I just go beat the crap out of him. For what? You know? The only reason why I would want to bother somebody in my neighborhood is if he's menacing others in the neighborhood or menacing me or something like that. That's the way I view this. I only go to the fight that liberals pick. But left to myself, I just want to enjoy life. I want to enjoy, you know, putting out my trash can, walking my dog, riding my bike, playing hoops with my, you know, whatever, my friends, that kind of thing, and enjoying family and friends. That's what I really want to do, and that's what we all want to do. And the objective of what we do every day here is to make it easier to do that. It, look, we've got the craziest group of people on the planet in this country. Now, I'm talking about, you think liberals in Europe are crazy? We have the most crazy liberals on the planet. These are people that will usher in terrorists in your midst and dare you to profile Muslims who are, you know, stay away from you, who you know, are praying at the Quran every day, you know, won't even talk to you. And they go, well, you, why are you profiling him? I've got my eye on him because I know people that look like him tend to blow people up. That's why. But they look at you like you're crazy. They will call you Islamophobic if you even bring it up. The amount of Muslim terrorism in the world. Oh, there you go again, Kevin. Mm-hmm. There I go again, what? Telling you the truth? They will try to convince you that letting illegals into the country works better for us. It'll reduce sex trafficking. It will reduce drugs. It will be a boon to the community. Somebody's got to pick your beans and clean out your pool, Kevin. The pool guy at the house that I rent, he's a white dude. He's not Hispanic. He's not black. He's a white dude. So don't tell me these are jobs that the Mexicans or some other group of people want to do when there's a white dude doing it. There's a white dude doing every job in this country that you claim, that the left claims some illegal wants to do and only wants to do. But I could go on with their lunacy. We played the what if game. Substitute Trump for any of the people that are under fire. Charlie Rose, Al Franken, Weinstein. What if Trump did any of those things? Kevin Spacey? Name them. It would be a cacophony of, get him out, he's wrong. Substitute anything that Bill Clinton, how about that one? Substitute Melania Trump or Donald Trump for anything Hillary Clinton's done and ask yourself how the media would be handling it. These people are crazy. They want you to believe you're crazy. They're the ones that are crazy. So, you know, I look at what is it that we want to do? I want to pound them into the dirt so that the next time somebody of character wants to run for an office, we get people of character, not people who will change their mind. Hillary Clinton, you know, she should be in prison. She did the wrong thing with the DNC. This is Elizabeth Warren. Then the next day, well, that's not really what I said. Gillibrand, Senator Gillibrand saying Bill Clinton should have been impeached. He should have been kicked out of office, etc. Then coming back the next day and saying, well, you know, I mean, it's a different day now or whatever. You know, sexual assault 25 years ago is very different than it is today. No, it isn't. It's no different. The only difference is somebody got to them and said, you better change your mind. I wish you could see the inside underbelly of politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. My producer reminded me that I said when I was doing my Thanksgiving thing in a previous segment that we would take all the politics out. At the end, I put all the politics in. Well, it's my prerogative. It's my show. This is my juke joint. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are back. I want to recap President Trump's first year. There's a lot going on. And I know, look, the Border Patrol agent that was killed, my heart goes out to this man. It does. My heart goes out to this man. Because not only, I mean, Donald Trump wants to build this wall, and he wants to build it for the right reason. Mexico has a southern wall that separates Mexico from El Salvador, El Salvador, and people don't talk about it. It's an amazing piece of construction. And so Donald Trump wants to build a wall to protect America, and, you know, he gets fought. By the way, many Democrats have said we need to build a wall. Bill Clinton said it. But no, it's the left has to demonize it. So this man Yet again, another Border Patrol agent gets killed, another one wounded. Who knows? I don't know if he's going to survive. But it was an early morning attack against these agents and happened on November the 19th. And the National Border Patrol Council said the agents were on the ground tracking a group of illegals who then beat the agents with rocks until one was killed and hospitalized. They said they smashed in this guy's skull with rocks, doing his job. Now, here's the interesting part to me is, how much of this outrage have you heard from the left saying, I can't believe that people coming into this country illegally have killed a legal law enforcement officer who was doing his job? You're going to hear that from the left? You're going to watch CNN and MSNBC as they show their outrage over this? Well, don't hold your breath. They don't care. They don't care that a family has lost their son, their brother, their uncle, their cousin, their father. They don't care. It doesn't fit the narrative. An illegal crossing the border into this country. They're all nice, aren't they? They're good for society. Cost positive into the economy. They're all good people, right? They're so good, they ambushed two Border Patrol officers doing their job and crushed the skull of one, killing him dead, and the other one is in serious condition in the hospital. We don't know what's going to happen to him just yet. These stories so upset me because, see, I'm not putting one life over the other. I believe all human life is precious. But what I do know is this. We don't have Americans going into Mexico, killing their law enforcement officers for any reason. We go into a country and we go there respectfully, generally legally. We respect their laws. We aren't out there killing folks. Mexican nationals come to this country every single day, and some of them have nothing but bad intentions. Gangbangers, bringing dope, child pornography, sex trafficking, ushering in other terrorist organizations and so on. And the left, if you bring it up, they want you to think you're crazy. Anyway, I feel sorry for this young man who died, and I wish there was more we could do for him. I wish I had a bigger voice on behalf of him. See, because the left isn't going to speak for him. Now, we'll have some other people do it. I hope so. I hope people that have bigger profiles than I do can talk to him. But anyway, this, I want to segue that into what Donald Trump wanted to accomplish his first year. And everybody talks about build the wall. We are in the throes of how we're going to build this border wall. And your responsibility as an American is to make sure that when the left brings it up, you say, that wall's getting built. And we just had a Border Patrol officer who got killed and another one's in the hospital. And that is exactly the reason why this thing needs to be built. So you shut your mouth, leftist. But let's talk about other aspects of what Donald Trump promised. Because it's been one heck of a year, folks. He promised that he would get us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. Check. We're out. And I love when people say, what are we going to do? How are we going to trade with people? How do we trade if we aren't part of a group? Yeah, that's so ridiculous. It's like saying, I'm part of a shopping network, but if I don't shop with the shopping network, there's nothing available for me to go buy. Look, let me tell you something. You could be part of a shopping network, but there are millions of people that aren't. We buy products every day. So the idea that the United States must be part of a TPP, we're the single biggest economy per capita in the world. Maybe second only to Japan. And I'll have to look at the numbers, but it's close. But we're 25% of the GDP of the world. You think we need to worry about trading partners? So it was a good thing that we got out of that. The next thing that Donald Trump did, oh, by the way, and he's still getting us out of NAFTA. He's got Mexico and Canada on notice. And if you don't think Mexico's going to pay for that wall, you're out of your mind. They're going to pay for it. But I'm going to move on. Paris Climate Accord. Out. Check. the lunacy of Americans paying for air is no longer a possibility for the next 7+ years because Donald Trump said enough is enough. Good. Lock her up. Ongoing. Hillary Clinton's making her own problems for herself. Now, Donald Trump came out initially, said he wasn't going to go after her. I wasn't happy about that. But now Hillary's back on the hot seat. Who knows? His SCOTUS pick, that was right out of the gate. Gorsuch. So we got a win there. That's a check. Decertifying the Iran nuclear deal. Check. What are we doing in a deal that doesn't allow us to check these fools out? North Korea, ongoing, but at least we're addressing it. He deployed ships in the 7th Fleet that went over there, the South China Sea and various other places, to make sure that the North Korea knew, we know where you are. Law enforcement officers are much safer under the president. You will find America's neighborhoods get safer under Donald Trump. Now, the economy. That's not a check. That's a checkmate. And we're early on. I mean, look, I don't like putting a lot of effort, a lot of things into the stock market, but you got to at least pay attention to it. The record setting, it's just been a record setting stock market. What can I tell you? The unemployment numbers. You think that's the smoke and mirrors? No, it's real. And it's real jobs. I love it. I want Trump to travel. You know why? Because he's brilliant when he travels and we get stuff when he comes back. I don't know what the package is if he was able to get from Asia, but it's been miraculous in terms of what I know about it. Two major car manufacturers now building facilities have agreed to build facilities in America. Checkmate, folks. And there's more to come. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
State of the Union YouTube video. So I hope you watch this on YouTube. It'll probably be like about 5 minutes. What's the date?
Saturday, November 18th.
It's Saturday, November 18th, 2017. I kind of lose track because I'm on a world tour. All right, so what I want to address today is I'm getting a lot of online hate from trolls who think I've lost my mind. And I'm admitting I lost my mind, so it made me a star in the first place. But I just want to be honest. Like, as far as what we're going through and hoping this is a turning point for feminism and women's equality, pardon me, I just want you to know that at 57, for me, it's not a marathon. It's a sprint. So I don't have a lot of time to be patient. And, you know, I read today that my pal Lena Dunham is sticking up for some male writer that was accused of sexual harassment. And her female partner, Jenny Connor, who Judd Apatow handpicked for her, and nobody's ever handpicked anybody for me. You know, I don't know the details, but my first instinct is, girl, that's not helping the movement. And it's a movement. And the sun is coming out of the clouds as I say that. So, you know, don't be too hard on Lena. Don't be too hard on me. And I just want you guys to know I'm fully in the middle of a blacklist. Like, I am in the middle of a Hollywood blacklist. It is real. I am not booked on any talk shows. I'm selling tickets worldwide, which is really hard when you don't have any kind of a television platform and kind of nobody has your back and everyone thinks you're crazy. But a handful of people think I'm kind of on to something. So I just want you guys to know, when I get home, I do not have one single day of paid work in front of me.
Ramblings of a Mad Woman. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. And you can write to us at kjradio.com. Kathy Griffin talks about her online hate, trolls who think she's lost her mind. And then, in the very next statement, she admits that she has indeed lost her mind. But she calls the people that recognize that she's lost her mind trolls. See, a troll is somebody who writes to you. I've got a troll. I've got a couple of them. They write to you and they say things like, "You a sorry sucker, blah, 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 I can't stand you," whatever. And you go, is there like a reason? So one guy, he writes to me, says he literally called me a sack of crap, a liar, you know, tool of the man, whatever, tool of the white man. And I go, why?
I mean, I fired back at him, but my question was, exactly why am I all this, you blah, 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 this, that, and the other that I won't say on the radio? So then he says, because you're against Obama. And I go, really? That's all it took? I said, so you can explain to me what Obama's done positively for blacks so that I can be all fawning over the man, because I give you everything. I don't dislike Obama. I can't stand Obama. He all dang, he all cool and stuff. Now that's somebody you could go, he's a piece of crap. You know, if that's my beef with Obama, is that I'm mad because, you know, he got ahead and didn't do the typical crap thing that blacks, especially black leftists, tend to be part of. And I'm not going to rule out black conservatives. Black conservatives are, in many cases, are crabs too. They don't want people to succeed. But the whole point is this. If I'm mad at Obama because I think he's too cool and he thinks he's something and all that, then you could call me whatever you want. I would take it. But when I'm mad at Obama because I say he squandered the probably the best potential to make blacks think differently, to have blacks understand the power and the beauty of the black culture, the subculture that is a part of American culture, and brought us up into the forefront of that in a positive way, I would be overwhelmed with Barack Obama. But he didn't do that. And for somebody to be mad at me because I have an opinion that is based on experience and based on how this man's policies have hurt me, friends of mine, how they've impacted this country negatively, and the bigger picture is how he has ruined the black community by making blacks believe that we're owed something. Look at what these athletes did in China. I don't know whether these guys are super talented or, you know, can make the NBA or not. But here's what I do know. They're playing basketball for UCLA. That's not easy. And they go to a foreign country to steal. That's the Obama, the legacy of Obama. Guys that potentially are going to sign multi-million dollar contracts to do something that they love. And they feel so entitled that when they travel abroad representing this country, representing their school, representing their sport, they steal. And then when one of them comes home, you know, when Donald Trump frees them, Do black people say, congratulations, Donald Trump, we appreciate what you did? No. You get trolls like this guy who writes to me and tells me, you know, I'm a piece of crap because I don't like Obama. So I ask him, what other black people am I required to like? Am I required to like Sharpton? Am I required to like the serial killer in Atlanta who killed all those black kids? Am I required to like him too? Who explain to me what blacks I can like, what blacks I can't like. It just makes no sense. Anyway, Kathy Griffin thinks she's being trolled. So she's not being trolled. People are recognizing exactly what's happening with Kathy Griffin. She's losing her mind. And what's wrong with Kathy is she's used to her D-list celebrity antics getting her promoted, making her more, bigger than life. And they're not. People looked at what she did, cutting off Trump's head, and said, you know what? That's not cool on multiple levels. But you know the thing that the left really hate about that? They don't hate that she cut off Donald Trump's head, President Trump's head. They hate that it was a reference to Islam. Oh, I know. We didn't cover that angle because the press doesn't want to cover it. They want you to believe Kathy Griffin has been being ostracized because she cut off Trump's head. Look, Hollywood controls everything that's going on. Do you think Hollywood suddenly loves Donald Trump? They're making a transition of sorts, but they don't love him. But what they hated what she did was she put the spotlight on something they do love, which is Islam. And creating Islam and tying it to the severed head of Donald Trump, that's imagery no leftist wants. That's why she's being ostracized. And she's 57 years old. I don't know if you see the video, she looks horrible. But she says, I'm not in a marathon, it's a sprint.
She's suffering, folks. She's suffering financially. She's suffering mentally. She's having a mental breakdown because she's so used to those things being good. She figured, when I cut off Donald Trump's head, I will have work for the rest of my life. And it didn't work out that way. But here's another interesting thing about that clip. She talks about Lena Dunham. She says, Lena Dunham, you can't stand up for a writer who is a sexual predator and expect that everybody's going to be cool with that. That, and her exact words were, you're not helping the movement. See, the movement is afoot that says, when a man is accused of something, leave it alone, Lena. And Lena Dunham's trying to protect the guy. She lost one of her black writers to her show Girls or whatever, quit over this. And also let us in on a little secret that Lena Dunham, who the girl knew in college, is a racist. So the black chick that went to work for Lena after college says, oh, Lena's a racist. I'll get to that in a bit. They call it hipster racism. You're going to learn some new terms here today. But what's interesting is, while Kathy Griffin says, Lena Dunham, you can't do that, it's not good for the movement, in the very next sentence, you go back and play this clip at another time on demand at kjradio.com, and you'll hear what you'll see I'm telling you the truth. She then says, don't be too hard on Lena. And then she says, don't be too hard on me. Now, who's being hard on her? Who employs Kathy Griffin? She says, I'm being blacklisted. What power does Donald Trump have in Hollywood to blacklist Kathy Griffin? None. Who's blacklisting her? She says, and this is one of the more interesting parts of what she says in her breakdown. She says, but I'm selling tickets worldwide. You try to do that without a show. Okay, well, I'll tell you this. I did a comedy event, a couple of comedy events, our tour, the Reparations Comedy Tour. And I didn't have a TV show. We had to go sell the thing out through radio hits and stuff like that. But what was interesting was she says, I'm selling out. And she was doing this from Austria, I believe. And she says, who knew the Austrians would want to book me? So Kathy Griffin now has to do work. She can no longer rely on the celebrity of Kathy Griffin. She actually has to go out, book her own things, do things for herself, and she's panicked because she's never had to do that. See, you and I, we know how to work.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma.
Your path to wellness begins here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, talking about Kathy Griffin. And you may be saying, Kevin, why are we talking about Kathy Griffin? There's so many other things going on. I know. Thanksgiving's coming up. You're about to spend time with family and friends, yada, yada. Kathy Griffin is significant for a lot of reasons, not because of Kathy Griffin, but because of the underlying reasons of what's happening with Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin cuts off the head of the president as a joke, and now she doesn't have work. She's lamenting her life. She spent a lot of years to get to where she is. And now it's all crumbling over one incident that she knew would be good. And I talked about it in the sense of Hollywood gets it. By because Kathy said in the first clip we played in the last segment, I'm blacklisted. I have no work when I return home from Austria. She's panicked because her lifestyle is about to change. We're not changing it. We didn't pay attention to Kathy Griffin to begin with. Conservatives. If Kathy Griffin had said on the Kevin Jackson show, Kevin Jackson is blacklisted me, none of my fans pay attention to Kathy Griffin. At least I don't believe so. I mean, we wouldn't make a dent. So who's blacklisting her and why? Kathy Griffin can't understand this. One thing has changed, and the one thing that changed was something she went, this should make you want me. So what I'm telling you folks is you have to understand the undercurrent. Even though Hollywood is dominated, supposedly, by leftists, Kathy Griffin has been blacklisted. Now, it isn't all because of Trump. It's because of the linkage of Trump to Islam. The symbolism of Trump getting his head cut off and her holding it up, that's what ISIS does. It's tough to go against that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I should say it's tough to support that for Hollywood. So they could support her going after and trashing Trump. Look at Colbert. Look at Seth What's-His-Face and all these other late-night hacks. They can go against you talking smack against Trump, but they can't go against you talking smack against things that they are trying to set narratives for. That's what Kathy did. So she doesn't understand it. And part of it is, I believe, Trump is making an impact in Hollywood. More people than you think support him. They don't know how to say it except by not saying it. And Kathy Griffin's experiencing the fallout. But she had another clip, and I want to play clip two, get that ready for me. Because it was more, even more revealing, some of the things that she talks about beyond the blacklist.
People don't want me to go back and start in clubs and do 10 minutes again. I don't mean to be an asshole, but no, I'm not going to do that. I've worked way too hard to go back and work for free and do the club scene again, because this is some bull. Because I've been blacklisted. So I actually got another fundraising email from the great Norman Lear, and I just had to write back and go, yeah, none of you can ask me for money anymore. Okay, my legal bills are through the roof, obviously, because I'm doing something I really believe in. And I still say the end goal is for younger women and younger LGBT folks or disenfranchised people of any kind can watch me survive and with a sense of humor. So I just want to say, like, I have a show tonight in Vienna. I never thought I'd be able to play Vienna. Every single country I've played, I can't believe that there are hundreds, if not thousands of people that don't even speak English as their first language, as if I do. That's my opener. And I'm very heartened by that.
All right, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is Kevin Jackson Show. I would tell you I almost feel sorry for Kathy Griffin, but not for the reasons you think. I see this lady spiraling out of control. I'm going to make a prediction, and I don't wish this on her. When she comes back from Vienna and she does the show, she's not going to have anything. She's already said she has nothing booked. She's not going to have anything consistent. And Kathy Griffin's going to get a rude wake-up call. See, many of us have felt it. We have been laid off at jobs. In some cases, like I'll use me as an example, they shut down the division in the company that we were going to be building. Abruptly, they didn't honor our contract in terms of what they wanted us to accomplish, but they paid us off. So we all left. And many of us were in limbo. I was one of them. I wrote a book and thought, woohoo, you know, my first month we brought in $37,000 for my book. I thought, well, you know, it doesn't replace my income, but it's pretty good, you know. And I thought it was going to trend upward. It didn't. The next month we brought in $2,000 from the book. The next month $1,000. And I was panicked because, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I wasn't living crazy, but between taxes and all the other commitments I had, I was like, if I don't get this income back up here fast, I'm in big trouble. I can't survive on $1,000 a month. So, you know, it was a panic, and I made the adjustment. It cost me a lot of money, and I made the adjustment and turned it into a living, writing books and speaking and so on. But Kathy Griffin doesn't have a clue. She doesn't. And I'll tell you something else. She doesn't want to work. You heard what she said. I know the people that want me to start in clubs again, do my 10 minutes. She's effectively said, I'm not going back to stand up. And her comment was, I've worked too hard to build my career, which is the reason why she won't go back. And that's translated to, I won't rebuild my career. I'm not willing to put in the work at the age of 57 that I put in at the age of 27. It's not going to happen. And so when you ask yourself, why doesn't, why do we have people that are unemployed at the age of 40? It's just Kathy Griffin's giving you the answer. She's a leftist. She's not going to rebuild her career. She's not going to do what it takes to survive. It's either feast or famine. I've done it. I paid my dues, and I'm not going to learn something new. Too prideful. No, it's not going to happen. And then she goes after the people that she's helped all this time. Norman Lear. He wants to send me a fundraising letter. Well, she took the time to write Norman Lear back. Norman Lear, he's a big-time leftist. He produced Archie Bunker and I believe the Jeffersons. He was a hit maker in the 80s, the 70s and the 80s. And so apparently he has a fundraiser every year. And if you know how leftist fundraisers work, they effectively expect you to deliver a certain amount of money. You've seen like The Apprentice where the person takes on the challenge to raise money. They expect you to bring a certain amount of dollars into the fund. So they say, we're going to give you a ticket, but we expect that you're going to bring enough to fill a table, and that table will be $50,000 or $100,000 or $200,000, whatever. And Kathy's going, no, I don't have any money. I got legal fees, blah, blah, blah. While Kathy's problems are self-inflicted, what she's really saying to you is, Hollywood's abandoned me. I've donated money. I've donated time. I've done my stuff. I've paid my dues. And why are these people not coming to my aid? Where are the people I thought would support me? Where's this movement that's supposed to be backing me? Where are my feminists? Yeah. She says she's got a cause. She's fighting for the disenfranchised. Kathy reminds me of Chelsea. Chelsea Handler. You know, Chelsea, who gave up that great career at Netflix because nobody was watching her show. And now she said, I'm going to become a social justice warrior. And she's getting the rude awakening. Number one, it doesn't pay. And number two, you're on the wrong side of it. So Kathy now has a cause, the cause of women. I played the thing earlier where she chastised Lena Dunham and then said, but don't hold it against her. And by the way, don't hold it against me either. I've got a cause. My cause is women. I find it interesting that a woman who has fought all her life for feminism or whatever she's decided the fight is, needs a man. All of this could have been solved if Kathy Griffin had done her shtick and said, you know what? I got a guy. I leave. I go do my stuff. I come home to a man, to a relationship, to something that's real, to something that the left hasn't, you know, made her feel as if it's the wrong thing to do. What Kathy is lacking, all this emptiness, is based on the idea of a biblical principle that you go find yourself somebody that rounds you out in the opposite sex that will give you warmth when you come home, gives you a feeling of strength. What Kathy Griffin is afraid of, she's rightful to fear it, by the way. She's rightful to do it. And I'm not going to make a distinction between men and women and how people think, but I'll tell you this. When the realization hit me that my book sales were not going to be what I anticipated, I didn't think, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to get a TV show, you know, and I'm not going to go back to do stand-up. I just said, looks like, Kevin, you got to go to work, bro. I didn't look over at anybody in my life that's a female and go, oh, this person will take care of me. I said, I'm going to make it work because that's what guys do. Kathy's afraid and has reason to be because she's about to experience life as a man.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.